Hi, you are listening to One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. This week's episode may surprise you. We will talk about why your savings rate might be more important than your salary. You don't believe me? Then keep listening. Sometimes we focus mainly on the salary as a key part in building wealth. We say things like, this person is earning a six-figure salary. She must be very wealthy. And although earning a higher salary certainly helps, the truth is that your savings rate plays a much bigger role in achieving financial freedom. Let me break this down for you. Your salary is what you earn, but your savings rate is a percentage you get to keep. By increasing your savings rate and investing that money, you can power your journey to financial independence. Let's take an example. Imagine you earn £100,000 a year and are able to save 10% of that income, or £10,000. On the other hand, someone earning £50,000 a year but saving 20% of their income, or £10,000, would actually be putting away the same amount of money every year. However, despite the difference in salary, the person with a higher savings rate is actually in a better financial position. If both individuals would be investing that money to reach financial independence, the second individual, despite earning 50% less, would reach financial independence in half the time required for the first individual. To put it in another way, the lower your expenses are, the less money you will need to sustain your lifestyle. Now let's talk about another factor that influences your ability to be more financially secure. The lifestyle inflation. I think that all of us have experienced that at some point in our lives. Have you ever received a raise at work or a bonus only to find that your spending increases as well? This phenomenon is known as lifestyle inflation, and it can seriously hinder your ability to build wealth. Instead of saving and investing that extra income, many people end up upgrading their lifestyle from eating out more often to buying a newer car or a bigger home. Because we deserve it, right? And we do deserve it. However, it is important to be aware of this phenomenon so that that bonus or that raise would leave you in a better financial position than before. But here's the thing. The more you earn, the easier it is to fall into the trap of lifestyle inflation. It becomes a never-ending cycle of working harder to earn more money, only to spend more and more on things that don't actually bring you lasting happiness or financial security. Lifestyle inflation can be a trap that keeps you stuck in a cycle of paycheck to paycheck living, no matter how much you earn. It is important to analyze what actually makes you happy, because sometimes we spend the money we don't have to buy the things we don't need to impress the people we don't like. So how can you increase your savings rate and avoid falling into the trap of lifestyle inflation? Here are a few tips to get you started. First of all, create a budget and track your expenses to see where your money is going. You can also automate your savings and investments to make it easier to save consistently. Another advice would be to avoid unnecessary expenses and also to prioritize saving for your future goals. Lastly, you can focus on increasing your income through side hustles or investing in yourself rather than just relying on a salary increase. I wanted to tell you a bit about my own experience. So in my case, I've never been a high earner, but I always tried to save as much as I could from my salary. Sometimes it was more, sometimes it was less, but I was consistent with my savings. Later on, I started investing that money, but I thought that I was not making such huge progress because my salary was very average. So I took a few side hustles as well. However, by increasing my savings rate and investing consistently, I was able to make progress in my financial journey. I also realized the power of compound interest and consistency over a long period of time. Even a little bit invested every month can help you build a huge nest egg. So what I want you to take away from all this is that you don't need a six-figure salary to build wealth. Increasing your income certainly helps, but if you focus on increasing your savings rate instead, it can truly make a difference. You can build wealth by living below your means, saving consistently, and investing wisely. And remember, it is not about how much you earn, but it is about how much you can save and invest what truly matters in your journey to wealth. So, take control of your finances, avoid lifestyle inflation, and prioritize your savings rate for a brighter financial future. I hope that my reflections have motivated you to start investing. Remember, the best time to invest was yesterday, and the second best is today. And please note that this is not individual financial advice. Please speak to your financial advisor regarding your individual financial needs. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram or my email found in the description. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the One Step Wealthier podcast. I'll speak to you soon. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Do not forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. I hope that you have a wonderful day.